seeds.
I never did see a blueberry, I don't know that.
Well, they,
we had lots of huckleberries at home. I like them with sugar and cream.
Well,
I don't think much of them with the pie.
Just huckleberries.
Well, there isn't much difference, is there, between the blueberry and the huckleberry?
I think they're developing a distinction now.
That huckleberry grew on a little old bush. It never did get any higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen
well, the blueberries are just on a little low bush, aren't they?
And now lately, I guess within the last 10 or 12 years, they've been experimenting with these, and they've got them so they'll turn into a 6-foot bush.
Oh,
very ornamental. And that rascal will put out berries as big as a quarter.
I know, in the...
Oh, they're supposed to be.
In the Saturday Evening Post, they have that Face of America.
Mm-hmm.
And during blueberry time this year, they had that page of blueberries there, and they had these scoop things kind of like they get cranberries with, and scooping them off the, you know, they had teeth along with scoop, and then it's kind of like a dustpan back here at the back. It held the berries as they come down, and they were all out there. They said that, I believe they made $6, $7, $8, $10 a day picking those things.
That's not much money for all that work.
Well, the way that looked, they didn't have any shrubbery or anything to grow through.
I wanted to buy a couple of those plants, but I know it's too dry in still water for them. But you put aluminum sulfate in your ground and get acid, and if you have a place down by the creek or something, why, you grow.
Yeah,
supposed to. They cost a little $1, $1.50 a bush.
Mm-hmm.
Takes them about 3 years to bear.
Well, I was reading, I don't know what it was in the Irish, one of the books she got here from the bookmobile the other day, some plant that, I forgot where it's grown now, but it took it 20 years before it ever made any fruit on it, and when it made the fruit, it took it 7 years from the time it started this fruit till it got right to eat, and it weighed 50 pounds, and they said it was the best eating in the world, and I forgot the name of it. I'm not sure I'd remember that.
Well, I don't think I'd have patience enough for that.
It's
Australia where it grew?
Uh-huh. Kind of on the order, I can't think what they called it. No, it isn't in Australia. It's on some of those islands in the
Bahamas. Java or somewhere. Yeah, I don't know.
Some of the islands off of Australia coast.
It took the tree 20 years before it bore.
They said they used to find them occasionally. They drift in on the tides in some foreign countries, and they made all kinds of mysticism about them, you know, and that they were the fruit of the gods. Something nobody knew where they came from, and then they finally found this island where they grew, and it's just there's no one living on it. And
they say it's the best eating you've eaten in
life. Wouldn't it be awful to have to take one of those trees at great expense, bring it into your yard, and watch it for 20 years, and see that fruit coming along,
and
just
years.
About right, and go to bed, and get up in the morning, and find out that the kids had been in it and stolen it.
Yeah, it was so dull.
Yeah, the wind blew it off.
Mad as my son was about his coconuts in Florida, they had coconuts trees in their yard, and he was so anxious for them to get ripe. And I don't think there was ever one of them stayed on the tree to ripe when the hurricane came along and just swiped them all off.
Oh my. Do you grow melons here at all?
Yes, we didn't have any melon, didn't even have any vines this year. We had cantaloupe and always have had good cantaloupe till this year, and I got a new kind of seed. They were supposed to be the honeydew melon, I think. They never did any good at all.
What did you grow as a girl?
Oh, the first thing we had in Oklahoma was poor man's melon. Did you ever?
No, what's that? Sounds like a gourd.
Poor man's apple. Well, yes.